cause and effect, chain of events, all of the chaos makes perfect sense when you're spinning round, things coming down. Welcome to Earth, third rock from the sun.
There it is. Welcome back to our final segment here at Rosie on the House. And the phones have been busy the whole time.
Everyone's
getting projects done around their home, castle, or cabin that have been put off. But now with everyone spending more time at home during this time, getting some things done.
It's more downtime because it was unplanned.
Right.
So your eyes are busier seeing the unfinished drywall repair.
I got
the crack on the baseboard.
I've got a few planned for this weekend myself. And in the time of panic, facts are friends. And the fact is, just like Willie Nelson sung about, I woke up still not dead today. And I got to get some stuff done on my home, castle, or cabin. This will be a time that a lot of unscrupulous people will be looking to take advantage based off of fear. Don't let that happen. Don't fall into that category. Don't spend money where you don't need to, and don't panic. It's got we've got a great resource at rosieonthehouse.com, a category called emergency preparedness, and we've got it broken down into 12 different categories that you can do. We've got
everybody told us you don't need to do that. You don't need to do that.
No, because and now when you are trying to get prepared, it's too late because everyone's trying to do it at the same time and there's a shortage of material. But we've got it broken down into water supply, food supply, cooking without power supply, a alternate power supply. But I mean, those you've got if you're on the power grid. As long
that's
as you
the
can
last
pay
of
the
your
bill,
concern. Yeah,
and,
that's right.
And even Ducey said they weren't going to shut you off.
Right,
if you,
right.
If you pushed off that payment. But then we've got a first aid category, emergency lighting, basic must-have carry items for walking around, an entertainment category, stuff to do with the fit kids and keep your mind exercised and sharp, training and planning, a vehicle kit. Most of us, if we're not on the road, this one is probably the least important right now, but guys that are still traveling like me, I've got a hike home kit. If my truck breaks down and I can't get it towed or taken care of, or whatever the case may be, I got a hike home kit. I'm getting home. I leave the truck. I'll come back for it later. If you've got infants, you know, that's a completely different category all by itself. And then just having stuff on hand that it will last forever that you could always use to help trade, barter, and help supply with.
Help you think through it instead of panic through it.
And then if you're prepared, if a situation happens, you know, you're not panic trying to
you become plan. The calm that's contagious through your neighborhood, through your family, and through your work environment. And everybody's so scared of how contagious this thing is. Just remember, calm is contagious. Be prepared. Be that calm.
Be that calm.
I woke up still not dead again today.
he's more surprised than anybody.
Yeah, that's right.
He is, yeah.
Yeah.
The Wall Street Journal's mansion section yesterday had an article about a place called Vivus X Point and its 575 cement fortresses. You can pick up one for $35,000 plus $1,000 annual for ground rental, and it's a place in South Dakota. The nearest town I'd heard of was Rapid City, and that was 100 miles away. And it was interesting looking. I mean, they did a very nice job. They've got these individual compounds and then community centers where you can go shop, grow, hydroponics, a library, swimming,
in that,
climbing.
In that
and this
environment,
is all underground.
In that environment, they're asking you to live like ants. I'm going to go with Solari's idea of going up. I'd much rather go up than go underground.
Well, and the thing about going underground in this time of, you know, with the virus, you can get there just as
oh,
easy.
Yeah,
one
absolutely.
Person gets it and goes in this bunker, then it'd
kaboom.
Be that much easier to spread it. So, yes, you would want to be up in the clean sun and the air and the fresh air and the wind and the breeze.
Well, I hope and I pray that we did something to put a smile on your face in the last 3 hours. We do our best to become your best friend. We do that by protecting you, informing you, and hopefully entertaining you. Y'all have a great week. God bless.